So a pastor in his congregation announced one day, he said, if you know your wife is controlling you, move to the left. All the men moved to the left except for one guy. So the pastor said, how come you didn't move? He said, the man quietly replied, my wife told me not to. So, out of all those men, I had one smart one. So, if you ever watched a movie, then at the end of it says to be continued or part two. I don't like that, right? I don't. I like to finish it. But y'all got a part two today that God laid on my heart about that joke we just said about control. We talked about that last week, and I know that everybody wasn't here, and a lot of you might not even remember last week. That's okay, because this is a separate sermon also. But I'm going to pick up kind of where we left off. Those of you that do remember, I want to cover 7 points. You're saying, I know you're saying already, oh my gosh, that's going to be, how long is it going to take you to do that? Not long. So we're going to condense down. I opened up last week about control, about giving it to God, who's really in control. And the sooner we recognize that we're not in control of nothing at all, but except for what God allows us to be in control of, the better off we are. Okay? So I'm going to pull some points from last week, and we're going to break those down. We're going to talk about the control of your future, your finances, your family, your relationships, your health, other people's opinions, what they think about you, and God's timing. We're going to cover those and break them down. And that's not an all-exclusive list. Is that how you say it? Exclusive, inclusive. There's more, but that's the main, that's our main points we want to cover. Because I'm going to just be straight up honest with y'all. I deal with, I see, and y'all do too, people that has unlimited amount of stress all the time. And a lot of it is self-induced. A lot of it is, are you trusting God or you're not? It's the bottom line to that. You're either going to trust Him. What's that old saying? You either is or you ain't. One or other. Okay? Just to put it in our terms from the country here. So Proverbs 3, where we're going to be at, 5 through 6. We was there last week. But let me just read it to you. Y'all can look it up if you want to. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. While y'all looking that up, let me go over something real quick. I found this, this a bishop from way back yonder named William Alford. Years ago, he shared a story about he was working all night in the wee hours of the morning trying to finish up a report or a project. We all probably been there, right? Just trying to get that done, you know, that last minute deal. At a moment of intense pressure, when he felt so tired and overwhelmed, you ever been there? Just overwhelmed? His eyes fell on Psalms 121 and the promise of the Lord's, the visual come over him. It reminded him of how defeating and exhausting were his efforts. Now, I want you to catch this. His efforts to work for God instead of allowing God to work through him. Y'all catch that? There's a difference. You can work yourself to death for God, and that's good things, but you get wore out. But let God work through you is what is the point. He said in his spirit, he heard the Lord say to him, Alfred, there's no need for both of us to stay up all night. I'm going to stay up anyway. So you go to bed and get a good night's sleep. God is your watcher, your overseer. Let Him take control. Let Him work through you instead of you working through Him. And see what kind of difference that would make. The scripture he was referencing to, Psalms 121:4, and I'll read it to you real quick. He says, "Indeed, He who watches over us will neither slumber nor sleep." God is aware of every instance in your life, all the time, everywhere, anywhere you go, whatever hour of the night it is, God is there. And that's what we need to, lack of a better word, we need to hang our hat on that. Okay? Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways," knows that, "in all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." God is more glorified when you fully trust Him. Peace comes not from controlling our circumstances, but surrendering them to God. Amen. That's true peace. If you're out there struggling, and some of us do time to time, or all the time, whatever the situation may be, check first to see, are you truly, fully trusting in the Lord? Are you giving it to Him to take control of? That's what we need to focus on. I told you we're going to cover seven little things real quick. We got a couple hours, so let me just y'all can laugh. You know, this is kind of different. I mean, I do Bible studies from a podium, but I'm used to that pulpit and stuff. I think this one makes me look bigger than I am. I can't hide behind it, so it's short too. I gotta wear my readers just to. I know what you're saying. It ain't the pulpit that makes you look that way. I got you. I understand. Surrender your future. We'll start with that one. You got a future as of right now because you're still here. Most of y'all look like you're alive. So you still got a future, whatever that moment ahead or however much longer your future is. Start with that. Let's surrender it to Him. Let's give it to Him. Jeremiah tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God already has what you don't know what's in store tomorrow. We don't. But God does. And He just told you that. I know what I got planned for you. But are you surrendering to Him? And that's that fully trust we're talking about. Are you trusting Him that He's going to take care of your future? That He's going to provide for you? That He's going to take care of whatever, you know, y'all know me. I like to use simple words, you know, circumstances, but I call it stuff. Stuff in your life that comes up. Or are you going to give all that stuff over to Him and let Him control it, take care of it? We often try to write tomorrow's story, but God already holds every chapter. I wasn't smart enough to come up with that. I seen that somewhere and I stole it. So don't put me in jail. But, you know, it's okay to plan. It's okay to, a whole lot of y'all in the morning already planning on going to work or whatever you're going to do tomorrow. And that's okay. But is God involved in that? That's the question. Or are you just going to go to work or whatever you do tomorrow without including God in it? Odds are, if you don't, it might not go as like you think it's going to go. But carry God with you. He's there. He's just waiting on you to tap in to Him and to the source. That's what we need to do. Let Him take care of your future. Faith. Talk about trust, faith, they kind of coincide together. Faith says, "I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who does." That's real faith. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Some of them might not even be here tomorrow. We don't know. But God does, and God's going to provide. My background, what I used to do for a living, I went to a lot of classes and leadership classes and all that junk, not bragging nothing, but I just use it for example. That what if. You heard the what if syndrome? You're going to what if yourself right into worry all the time. What if, what if. Stop obsessing over what if. Let me break it down a little further. Well, what if this happens, whatever. You cannot control something that's not even happened yet. Okay? Don't worry about it. That what if may not never happen. But if it does, don't worry about it until it does with God. Let Him take care of it. Don't obsess over what if. Pray, listen to this one, pray more than you plan. Amen. Pray more than you plan. God gives us a little brain to think with, right? It's a some less than others. And we can plan. It's okay to plan. But don't exclude God out of it. That's what we're saying. Pray about it first. You know, we're humans. We like routine. And, you know, how many times y'all been getting up for years to do certain things, right? Same old routine. Do I need to pray for that? Yeah, you do. And let me tell you why. Because that shows your faith and your trust in God. That relationship. That's what builds a relationship with Him. To consult with Him. A lot of us, or we should, consult with our spouse or consult with whoever's involved in a decision plan, right? Don't leave Him out. Don't leave God out of it. Don't forget about God. Let Him be involved in it. Trust God's direction over your expectations. You know, we all got expectations. Anybody in here had your expectations not be met? Probably all the time, right? But what is God's plan? Did His plan, His will come through? If it did, we're okay. Don't matter what we think. He knows what's best. God's plans are always better than the plans we try to protect. Number two, we're going to surrender our finances. We'll talk about this. You know, I know what you, I had a guy already told me the other day. He said, I ain't worried about that. I don't have no finances. Right? Just because you got finances don't mean you got a lot of it. But are you letting God involved in your finances? Are you consulting with Him before you spend? Let me just... And pay attention to this because you may hear something about this next week if you come back. Malachi tells us, bring the whole tithe into the storehouses that there may be food in my house. Test me in this. If I, Brother Charlie, Tommy, and Joe, y'all help me with this. I believe in my research that's the only scripture in the Bible that says that the God says, test me on this. That's the only one I know of. Yeah. He says, in other words, try me out. He said, test me in this, says the Lord, and see I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there will be no room enough to store it. Amen. Now notice something real quick. Blessings. If you tithe or you frugal with your money, that don't mean you're going to get a dump truck load more of it. That don't necessarily mean that. He says, blessings, your blessings. That song, Count Your Many Blessings, name them one by one. We need to be doing that, matter of fact. Money is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. When God has your heart, He also has your wallet. Amen. I I didn't write the scripture down, but it's in there. You can't serve both God and money. You can have money, but you can't put it above God. Okay? What should we do with our finances? And this also encompasses your time, your efforts. You know, there's more way than monetarily to serve. You know, you can help out. You can hang stuff up on the wall. I mean, there are different ways to do things. Practice generosity. Are you generous with what God provides for you? What little or much He gave you? Are you generous with it? Everybody in here probably can tell, at some point in your life, probably can tell a story when things are going good and then your car breaks down or you got to go to the hospital and get the hospital bill in. It changes the situation some with your money. Trust God's provision instead of fear. Honor God first with your resources. And like I said, this is not just monetarily. Your talents. God's provided us all gifts of some sort. Are you using those generously, I mean. Let me sum that one up. You can trust God with your paycheck because He already owns the cattle. Amen. On 1,000 hills. Yeah, trust Him with what you got. He owns everything you're going to buy with that anyway. It's all His to begin with. You go buy a new truck, it's new to you, but it ain't new to the parts and what God provided for that to be made. He owns everything. Now here's a tough one. I want to ask my kids to step out of the room because they're going to use it against me. Surrender your family. What does that mean? What I do? What's that mean? Let me explain it to you. So you got to make a choice. You and I, we have to make a choice. And I'm going to read the scripture from Joshua. And a lot of y'all know where I'm headed with this. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Get off the fence. Make your mind up. Are you going to serve the Lord or you're not? Okay? That's what he's saying. Whether the gods or your ancestor, he's talking about different gods. You say, I don't worship other gods. Oh, yeah? It may not be the gods that they're talking about at this particular time. But anything you put before God is a lowercase g God. You know what I mean? It's the lower one. You spend more time doing other things than you should with the Lord. Not all those other things are bad necessarily, but is it taking away your time and your relationship from God? That's what we're talking about. And what Joshua closes with, this is what, if you make the choice, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Has that decision been made in your household? Are you serving the Lord? You cannot control every choice your family makes. All y'all got, a lot of y'all got kids and stuff, and we all made some bad decisions at some point, maybe. Wasn't the best choice to make. But we can faithfully pray, lead, and love. So generally speaking, if you got a child that messes up and you got to discipline them, that don't take away any less love you have for them. Okay? Same thing with God, with us. He loves us, you and I, and everybody else, Christian, non-Christian. He loves everybody the same. But he's waiting on you to make that choice in your household. It said, parents plant, but God produces growth. You got an obligation as a parent. If you made that decision to serve the Lord, you and your family, then you got to plant that seed. You got to put it out there and then let God work through it. The end of the day, each one of your own children are going to have to make their own decision. Who are they going to serve? But try to give them a jump start. Pray daily for your family. And here's a very important one. Sometimes we may fail at it. Lead by example. Trust God's will in difficult seasons. In difficult seasons. You know, you might go through a rough patch with your family. Something going on that, whatever that may be, still give it to God. Trust in Him. The safest place for your family is in God's hands. That's absolutely the safest place they can ever be, in God's hands. I'm going to tell on one of my kids here real quick. I thought it was kind of funny. So last week I mentioned you got to give up that control over grown children. They got to make their own decisions. And one of my daughters said they're going to go do that. And I jokingly said, you didn't check with me first. Well, you said that we don't have to because we're grown. They will use that against you. And she said it in a joking way. It wasn't like it was condescending or nothing. It was, but anyway. But that's a good example. They listen. They just weren't sitting on the pew falling asleep. This may affect some of y'all right now. Well, at some point, everybody. Surrender your health to God. Philippians tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This don't just apply to health, but we're just talking about health right now. You may be sick, you may have something bad going on health-wise. Give it to God. Give it to God, and that transition, he's talking about that transcending understanding, is beyond the scope of our thoughts and our minds. Why me, Lord? We're good about that. But don't ask why me, Lord. Ask him to help you. And put that trust in Him. God doesn't always remove the storm, but He always walks with us through it. Whatever storm you may be going through in your life, reach out and grab God's hand. He's there. Let Him walk with you. Look, you're going to go through the storm with or without Him. So if you're going to go through a storm, might as well walk with Him, because that's the best option you got. Matter of fact, you should take that to the only option you got. Faith is not denying reality. It is trusting God in reality. We got our prayer list of people with some serious stuff going on. The reality is they got that stuff going on. But the reality, what they need to do, if they had, is trusting God into reality. Have God there with you with it. Pray with faith. Follow wise medical care. Notice that wise. You know, God provided doctors and stuff for us. Right? Don't forget now that doctor's still a human. Okay? But God did provide stuff for us to utilize. but keep God number one. Rest in God's presence with healing. And then gradually, here's the kicker to it. You accept Christ, you have eternity. And we're all going to face eternity one day, one or other. So we need to make that choice with Him. Our bodies may be weak, but our God never is. A lot of people got a lot of testimony here from illnesses and just getting older. Brother Joe, you can't do everything you used to do when you was 30 years old. No. He told me that. And I know, you know, common sense tells us that. Brother Charlie, me too. I can't do things that I did when I was 30, even though I ain't as far as long as some. But I had to throw that jab in there. One of these days, y'all can turn it back on me, the ones behind me, so. Reality is, this body is temporary, okay? But we need to build our treasures up where eternity is at and be with Him forever. Now let me ask you this, do you care what people think about you? To some extent? Okay? So, now you know, y'all been around long enough, you know not everybody's going to like you, right? Or like what you do or whatever. Okay, you're going to come across that at times. On the most part, we like people to like us. But surrender other people's opinions, another surrender we're going to talk about, give it to God. Galatians 1:10 tells us, I am now trying to win the approval of human beings. Am I now trying to win approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? I would not be a servant of Christ. Paul, what Paul's saying is, we gotta pay attention to our focus. Are we trying to please people or are we trying to please God? Okay. So let me tell you something. When you pleasing God, following God's will, you're gonna lose a following of people. They ain't wanna tag along with you. One of these days, you're going to face God face to face. Well done, my faithful servant. Come on in. Or get away from me. I didn't know you. Who you want to please? Living for everyone's approval will keep you from living for God's approval. The fear of people is a trap, but the fear of God is freedom. Remember we did that study on, or that sermon on fear? Fear of the Lord, that ultimate deep respect. Don't worry about what people are going to say about you or do. Well, I know it's hard. I mean, you want everybody to be happy with you. And the most part, they usually are. But you just make sure God's pleased first. Then let the rest of it fall into place. Stop measuring yourself I'm struggling today. I'm talking. Stop measuring yourself by social approval. We live in a society we want to fit in with everybody. The bottom line is you can't fit in with everybody if you follow God. Let God's word define your identity. And obey God even when it's misunderstood. Y'all know, everybody has opinion what's best for you. You should do this, you should do that. It's okay to take advice. You know, there's a lot of wise people who give you good advice. But it don't supersede what God tells you to do. The loudest opinion in your life should be God's voice. Bottom line. All right, we made it to the last one. Y'all ready? We'll wrap this up. Surrender God's timing. Now, y'all been around a little bit? Our timing and God's timing a lot of times don't match, don't line up. But we need to surrender that to God. Got a scripture for you. Watch me butcher this one. Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Now, if you read on further, it tells you a laundry list of times for harvesting and all that stuff. But what I want to focus on, there is a time for everything. But we need to line it up with God's timing. That's the difference. You know, we live in a world now, we want everything right now, instantly. God don't work that way a lot of times. God is never early. He's never late. And he is never in a hurry. Waiting is not wasted when God is working. Remember what I said earlier from the get-go? Are you working for God or is God working through you? If he's working through you, it's not wasted time. While you're waiting on the answer from God, hold that trust. Trust while you wait. And here's another one. Don't force doors open that God hadn't opened up yet. Let his timing mature, because his timing is perfect. Now you do know, you do realize, we talk about time, that's only for us. He created time for us. He don't live in time. He's not constricted by time or space or whatever. He's not confined by none of that. He provided that for us. I got a friend sitting in the back. God allots him a time to sit in his recliner every night. Ain't that right, Kenneth? I'm just picking at him. Believe delays are often divine preparation. God delays are not God's denials. If you don't hear from God when you think you ought to hear from God or when you want to hear from God, don't think he's denying you necessarily. Just fall back on that faith and that trust on his timing. Oh, see, this is for you. This is how we're going to wrap it up. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. But you ain't heard nothing else I said today or absorbed it. You hang on to that. Whatever your worry, your anxiety, your whatever your control you're trying to take care of or whatever it is, cast it on him. Ask yourself, what area am I still trying to control? What burden have I refused to place in God's hands? What would change if I truly trusted him with everything? God, I'm going to give this to you, but you need to do it right now. I'm in a hurry. I got to go. It don't work that way. That fully trust in him, that means you completely turn it on to him, over to him. And I'm not saying it's easy to do, because we want to take control. That's our nature. But we need to let it go. Just think, look, I found this little analogy, however you want to call it, for you. Just think about you carrying a heavy backpack
while standing next to a truck that is willing to care for you. Many believers do the same with worry. Jesus invites us to place every burden on Him, not because He needs our burdens, but because He loves us. You got that truck right there to put all your baggage on. It's God. It's Jesus. Give it to Him. Let Him take care of it. When you release control to God, you don't leave. You don't lose security. You find it. You find it in God. Daryl's going to play a song of invitation. Just put it frankly to you. If you need Jesus, now's the time to get Him. If you got something you need to cast away, throw away, give it to God, do it right where you're standing. I ask y'all to stand. Now's the time to do that. If you need to come to these altars and pray, pray. If you need to come over and talk to me, all I'm going to do is guide you back to some scripture and what God tells you you need to do. Whatever that may be, today's the day. No turning back.
Come, let today be.